Welcome back. In this lesson, we're designing a mid-track fake drop for proper old-school drum and bass vibes inside Ableton Live's arrangement view. Advanced move, but it's all about psychology, not just effects. A mid-track fake drop is basically, you convince the listener a real drop is about to happen. You give them the impact of a drop for a split second. Then you remove the floor. You leave just enough behind that it feels intentional, not like the audio engine crashed. Then you misdirect them with the wrong answer for a bar or two, and finally you slam them back into the real groove so it feels louder and more urgent than it did before. That gotcha energy is classic jungle and 90s DNB. It's MC friendly, it's crowd bait, and if you do it right, it feels cheeky and dangerous. Here's what we're building. A 16-bar fake drop sequence in the middle of your track, typically after your groove is already established. Think second or third main phrase of the drop, where the listener is comfortable and they think they know what's coming. The structure goes like this. First 8 bars, tension ramp, then a pre-drop cue, then the drop moment followed instantly by the fake-out, then 1 to 2 bars of misdirection, then a quick rebuild, then the real re-entry, with extra perceived impact. Before we touch anything, do the arrangement planning like a producer, not like a magician. Old-school DNB loves 16-bar logic and clear 8-bar signposts, so find a spot where your main groove is rolling, and drop a locator called fake drop start. If you're into color coding, make tension sections orange and impact sections red. It sounds basic, but it stops you from overcooking the idea. Now step 1. You need pre-drop signifiers. The fake drop only works if the listener fully believes the drop is real. First signifier, the snare build. Put it on a dedicated track so you can process and automate it cleanly. Grab a tight, bright snare sample. Program it over the last 2 bars before the fake drop moment. 2 bars out, go 1/8 notes. 1 bar out, go 1/16. And if you're bold, in the last half bar, push to 1/32 so it gets that panicky we're about to lift feeling. Then use a simple stock chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 Hz, steep slope. Keep it from muddying the low end. If the roll isn't speaking, give it a small boost in that 3-6K range so it reads on small speakers. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15. Crunch maybe 10 to 30, but keep it tasteful. Boom off. For jungle rolls, you want it tight, not flubby. Then a touch of reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, a little pre-delay, and keep the dry slash wet low, like 8 to 15%. This is about space behind the roll, not washing it out. Finally, utility. Automate the gain up just a little into the peak, plus 1 or 2 dB. We're creating a sense of acceleration, not just volume. Second signifier, the drop marker stab. This is old school language. A hoover, a rave stab, a dubby chord hit, something that says drop point. Put it exactly where a drop would hit. In our 16-bar plan, that's bar 10 beat 1. Quick stock stab recipe. Wave eatable or analog, saw-based source, unison 2 to 4 voices, low amount, filter in low pass 24 with a bit of drive. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Add a little chorus ensemble for width. Then here's the real workflow move. Freeze and flatten it to audio. Why? Because fake drops are about editing speed. Reversing, chopping, gating, repitching audio is your best friend. Coach note, if your track feels a little too grid obvious, here's a sneaky trick. Put a stab hit on beat 4 of the bar before the drop moment, like it's starting early. Then still place the real impact on bar 1. The brain goes, oh, it's happening. Then you rug pull them. That tiny timing mislead sells the fake out like crazy. Step 2. Make the drop hit, then remove the floor. This is the heart of it. You do deliver a transient. You do deliver an impact. You just don't deliver the section. Make an impact stack in a group. Call it fake drop impact. Keep it short and violent. Fake sub drop. Noise hit or crash. Your stab hit. Maybe a quick vocal shard like a hey or a riggy chop. For the sub drop, operator is perfect. Sine wave. Use the pitch envelope. Set the envelope amount around 12 to 24 semitones. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. That gives you that classic dupe dive. Add saturator, soft clip-on, so it translates and doesn't disappear on smaller systems. Important, this impact must be short. If you let it run, you're not faking anymore, you're just dropping. Now the void. Right after the impact, you have 2 core options. Option 1 is the brutal old-school method, hard mute, on your drum group and bass group. Automate utility gain to minus infinity for half a bar up to a full bar. That sudden negative space is the shock. Option 2 is the ghost tail method. Mute the dry signal, but let a reverb or delay tail ring for a moment, like the room kept going after the sound vanished. To do that, set up a return track with a big reverb, like 3 to 6 seconds, and high-pass it around 400 Hz so the tail doesn't muddy the low end. Optionally add a ping-pong delay, 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback. Before the cut, send a bit of drums and stab into that return. At the cut, mute the dry groups, but leave that return audible for just a moment, then automate it down quickly. Teacher note, decide on one leader element that survives the cut. A stab tail, a siren, a vocal shard, a delay ping. Just one. If everything disappears instantly, it can feel amateur unless it's extremely intentional. If everything survives, it's not a void. Pick your leader and commit. Also, treat negative space like a mix tool, not just a mute. In the void, don't only remove elements, remove high-frequency energy. You can automate a gentle low pass on the drum group during the fake-out, then snap it fully open when the groove returns. That makes the re-entry hats feel brighter without actually boosting them. Step 3. The misdirection layer, the bait. After the impact and the void, you need to give the listener a wrong answer. Something that keeps them hooked but doesn't satisfy the drop. Misdirection option A. Halftime break loop. This is classic bait. Take a one bar amen or think slice. Put it in simpler in slice mode. Trigger a halftime pattern. Gick on 1, snare on 3 for 1 or 2 bars. Filter it down using auto filter, low pass 12 dB. Cut off somewhere like 600 Hz to 1.5K. Add a little resonance. If you want that sampled grit, add a touch of redux. Downsample 2 to 4. And here's an extra old school revelism move. Don't quantize it too hard. Nudge a couple ghost slices late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Especially the little grace notes. The fake drop will feel performed and less like a DAW trick. Misdirection option B. Wrong reggae or dub vocal chop. A single identifiable phrase, delayed and filtered, implying hype, but not delivering the groove. Use simple delay, maybe 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 20-35%. Cut the low end with EQ 8 below 150. Let it bounce in the space while the drums are missing. Misdirection option C, tape stop or pitch dive, but do it safely. Don't pitch your entire project unless you have a reason. Instead, resample 1 or 2 bars of the full mix to audio. Warp with Complex Pro. Automate transpose down maybe -3 to -12 semitones over about half a bar, and low pass during the dive. That gives you that old tape slowdown vibe with full control. Step 4. Rebuild fast. The rebuild is short, because you don't want the listener settling into the misdirection. You want inevitability. Bring back a shorter snare roll. Add a riser. Operator noise works great. Automate an auto filter cutoff rising. Increase reverb into the peak. Add a one bar reverse crash going into the real read entry. Just reverse an audio crash and fade it in. In Ableton, use automation shapes so these ramps feel smooth and intentional. If the filter rise is linear and stiff, it'll feel like a tutorial. If it's exponential and breathes, it feels like a record. Step 5. Make the real re-entry hit harder than the original drop. This is the whole point. If the return doesn't feel like it gained energy, the fake drop was wasted. First, add reinforcement layers for just 4 bars. Extra ride or shaker. High-passed so it's air and excitement. A crash on the first beat back. Maybe a tiny percussion fill at the end of bar 2 or 4. If you want width without messing your low end, widen only the highs. Duplicate your hat's channel, high-pass it around 6 to 8K, then push utility width to maybe 120 to 150%. Subtle. The idea is bigger room, not facey mess. Second, do a micro slam with automation. On your drum group, for the first 1 or 2 bars back, automate drum bus drive up by 2 to 6, and maybe lower damps lately, so the attack feels brighter. If you've got a saturator on the group, add 1 or 2 dB drive temporarily, then automate it back down. This is a momentary shove. If you leave it on, the track fatigues. Third, do the bass re-entry note. Old school trick, super effective. If you have a rolling Reese, add a single sustained bass note for half a bar right on the re-entry, then go back to your normal pattern. Add a tiny pitch bend down in the first 50 to 150 milliseconds. That little fall screams DNB. Extra sound design option if you want more bite without more level. Duplicate the bass. Band pass it from around 300 Hz to 2.5K so there's no sub. Distort it with amp or overdrive. Then sidechain compress it to the kick so it pumps. Automate that layer on only for the first 2 to 4 bars back. You'll feel more bass presence, but you keep sub headroom clean. Step 6. Glue it with call and response edits. This is where it becomes jungle, not just a fake drop effect. In the 8 bars after the re-entry, do little edits. One bar with no kick. One bar break only. One bar with a stab answering the snare. These small arrangement decisions are what make it feel like a record from that era. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat, but only as a fill tool. Put it on a return or a duplicate channel. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, filter on and keep it bright. Automate it on for a moment, then off. Never just leave it running and hope. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. If your void is too long, like 4 bars with nothing purposeful, it'll feel like the tune broke. If you don't have believable drop markers, the pause won't read as a fake drop, it'll read as random arrangement. If you cut the sub and the reverb tail together, it often feels cheap. Let something linger, or make the silence brutally intentional with a leader element. And don't overcomplicate the misdirection with 10 new sounds. This is arrangement psychology. One idea, clearly communicated. Two quick pro checks. Check your fake drop in mono at low volume. The gotcha should still read, when the width and sub-excitement disappear. If it only works loud, you're leaning too hard on FX and not enough on structure. And to make a deliberate decision about what survives the cut. In DNB, a fake drop often leaves a single identifiable cue. A vocal shard, a siren, a dovetail. Choose one. Mini practice to lock this in. Take an existing 32-bar drop. At bar 17, build a 16-bar fake drop. Bars 17 to 24 tension edits. Bar 25 impact hit. Bar 25 beat 2 to bar 26 void with a tail. Bar 26 to 27 half-time break misdirection. Bar 28 short rebuild. Bar 29 reedal re-entry with the 2-bar drum bus push. Then explore 2 versions, one with the hard mute void, one with the ghost tail void. Level match them so louder doesn't win. Pick the one that makes you physically react when the groove returns. Final recap, the formula you should remember. Belief, impact, denial, misdirection, inevitable return. Use classic signifiers like snare language and stabs. Use Ableton basics like utility for mutes, drum bus for impact, EQ8 for space, reverb and delay for tails, simpler slicing for break bait, and resampling for any tape or pitch tricks. This audio version is shortened for playback.